tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We started with thousands and thousands of applicants. We went down to 40. We went down to 13. And week by week by week, we came down to the final four.
Yeah.
And it was decided tonight on the Tough Enough finale, AfterBuzz TV. We're covering it for you, watching live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the YouTube AfterBuzz page, of course. Listen and like on iTunes and SoundCloud. 5 stars, subscribe. All that good stuff. Welcome, everybody. I am Christian Rosenberg. Follow me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg. Let me try that again. At Real Rosenberg. I was just preparing to plug my shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. The lovely lady next to me at Christy Reports, it's Miss Christy Olsen.
Hello, everybody.
Over there looking oh so dapper and
it's
suave
the
at Steve Kaufman. It's Steve Kaufman.
Thank you. It's at Steve Kaufman, K-U-F-M-A-N-N. This is my nicest blue shirt.
Yeah, and then in a vest and a tie, it's at G. Hermosa, George Hermosa.
The road to 400 followers begins as I broke 300 just mere days ago.
Last week, you were on the road to 300.
Look, yeah, now I'm on the road thing. To 400 followers. Hashtag road to 400. That's the real revolution these days.
Awesome. No, no diva revolution.
Just, no. I don't know about that.
It's the George Revolution.
That's right.
So, guys, this was the finale.
The grand finale.
Wait, grand. This was the last episode of the season.
Wait, Steve. They weren't going to do like those.
No,
four,
it's not a joke.
Those four people aren't just going to keep doing shows next week.
No, no, they're not. No, the barracks is shut down.
Oh,
they've already thrown everything out of it.
I need to go make some plans. I thought I was going to be here next week.
Well, let's break down this episode because
he really is making plans.
He's actually opened up his notebook. So we actually had some matches tonight. And we use the term loosely, but it's okay. So heading into the episode, we get a shot at the barracks after the latest elimination, where Amanda continues to imply the big controversy that came on last week in Tough Talk when Amanda was implying that Sarah was doing some physical abilities to get her way to the top, in which they used a inside wrestling term that is now officially banned from the WWE.
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't.
That did surprise me, too.
Yeah.
Like, of all the terms that are banned, that one wasn't.
Like, they're usually pretty extensive on the inside terms that are banned.
And we do have to mention the inside term that we are talking about is the term ring rat, which in wrestling terms means, someone who is fairly easy.
A wrestling groupie.
Which is mostly that hang around, the wrestlers, kind of hang out outside, whether it's outside the venue or maybe in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of them when they're WWE's in town.
Whenever WWE's in town, there are different ones in every city.
Every hotel,
desperate
every
ladies
bar.
With some time on their hands.
I mean, well, same thing when any pro sports teams come in town, right. Any pop singers, rock singers come in town. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
here's the thing. Sarah Lee, as far as we know, is in a steady, committed relationship to one wrestler in Detroit.
I don't know that.
She said it from the beginning that she was steady, like her boyfriend was an indie wrestler
Mark,
in Michigan.
Mark, the casting director, was here on episode one, was saying
because
he was saying that had she told him and had she told them in earlier on in the 40, he would have made the top 40.
Because they would have wanted that as a gimmick.
They would have loved that, to have them both in the barracks together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's just weird to me that she didn't really deny it. That was more like, wow. Because Amanda was like...
She's not a go-getter enough. She's not aggressive enough to tell Amanda, I'm not going to confirm or deny that because it's none of your business. And I'm done talking to you about it.
I took it as more of an admission. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That too.
Because I would be more than happy to be a ring rat for some of these divas.
You're not?
I wish I was. Trust me.
And since the finale, hashtag Creepy George.
Yeah, I'm the one hooking up with all the divas, and I'm creepy. But, yeah, I wish, actually. But, yeah, I just didn't see her deny it. And I just thought, I was like, oh, you gotta save face or something, you know?
I just can't believe that slut shaming has become a topic of conversation here on
TV. I know, right?
Right? I mean, listen, there's always been something a little off about Sara Lee to me. I just am immediately suspicious whenever someone plays this angelic. Whenever someone says to me, I'm the girl next door, my response is going to be, what are you doing when the lights are off? You know what I mean? So I was not surprised to hear any of this. And, you know, I never liked her anyway. And,
wow.
Well, I wouldn't if this is true, I would not think that this is a positive thing.
And, regardless, that's pretty much regardless, it was super shady and messed up for Amanda to bring it up.
Like, bring it up. But bring it up on the main show. Because it's one thing to be on Tough Talk and then it winds up on the internet a little. How, like, I would say less people watch Tough Talk than watch the show on USA. Mm-hmm. She knew the cameras were rolling. She knew they were on the back. She knew this was going to be, more than likely, the opening segment of next week. Hey, what about that stuff we talked about with your extracurriculars with the boys? And, like, the way Amanda approached this, and I wrote down, I want a Tanner Patrick-level fight between Sara Lee and Amanda, because that's none of Amanda's business.
She's mad because none of this is fair. None of it's been fair that Sara is still there when Amanda is so much better than her. And so this is another thing she sees is, oh, it's not fair. Now Sarah's going to get something else because she's sleeping with the right person.
I will say that
I think she's just so incredulous at this point.
I think at this point, Sara Lee, whether or not it's true, and again, there's nothing wrong with Sara with whatever she does outside of whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So in no ways am I trying to shame her at all. You do you, girl. You know, you do you. But I think to the point where Amanda, she knew she was losing. So she's like, well, I got to do whatever it takes. I'm not saying that what she did was right or wrong. I'm saying from her mentality, I think it was just, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to win this contract.
I bet you the way Amanda looks, people accuse her of doing that because she apparently is quite accomplished. And so I bet you this time she's just like, yeah, nobody's going to say that about me because it's her who's doing it. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows about it.
I was just flat out disgusted by the fact that she brought this up.
Really? Yeah. You guys, but come on, like, the divas are they're role models, and it's very important that they ride the line
if you're a role model, you don't call someone else a slut.
Oh, well, okay.
There's that.
That's a good point.
There's also, if you're a role model, you don't, and if you're a role model and all the divas are a team, another diva doesn't call you out on something that might make you a role model. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with...
You guys are making good points.
And to be fair, this has been a week, and I've yet to hear, like, one confirmed, like, oh, she's a complete ring rat. Like, I've yet to hear one of those stories about Sara Lee.
Yeah, but guys, we can't use that term anymore. Remember, so
no, we can.
Oh, we can.
AfterBuzz can use it.
Breaking news:
that is not on an AfterBuzz TV list of confirmed insider terms you can't use. I know because I say some of them and they wind up on the list.
Got it.
I'm well aware of the list.
It's a title belt, not a belt.
It's a championship title.
What do you mean, damn it? A belt holds up your pants. All right, so let's get into the next day.
Reasoning why he doesn't
I would just like to
belt.
Point out that we spent 8 minutes talking about promiscuous women, and I think that I have rubbed off on all of you.
Real quick,
just saying. George spent half the Total Divas show talking about who's banging who, and you guys have me in that
Real quick in the chat room, Da Rodriguez, I'm thinking. I'm not ignoring your question. I'm thinking. I think it's The Miz, but I'm trying to see if it's
For people who wanted to know, because they're listening, might not be in the chat role, Da Rodriguez in the chat role had a trivia question for George, wondering which one of the past Tough Enough competitors has been in WWE the longest.
I'm trying to think if it's anyone longer than The Miz who's been in there for like 10 years. So
Maven was a long time.
Disgusting. Maven wasn't 10 years.
Maven's in there. Because Maven was in 01. He was not there until 2011.
Are you sure? He was there till late 2000, like 2009, 2010.
Well, that's not 2011.
No,
well, that's 10 years for The Miz, at least.
Let's talk about that for a while, guys.
Let's get into Jericho helping the final four.
Well,
helping them create their characters.
Here's something I said.
What did you say, Steve?
Is there no office space at the performance center?
No, their desks are in a ring.
they just have so many. They have so many rings that it's like if you need to set up an office, you just set it up in the ring.
It's just their in-ring office. No big deal. Yeah.
That's Triple H's in-ring office. Is the buried alive?
Oh, and by the way, I think I have the answer to that trivia question. I think it's Josh Matthews.
But anyway, that would have been the answer. Yeah.
So, Chris Jericho, he's helping them kind of create your character, your entrance, figure out the music, your promo.
I will say this, that one fits as far as a guy who should be that giving that kind of advice.
Absolutely.
Chris Jericho is the best
guy
for that. Absolutely,
without a doubt.
One of the best guys.
So, Jericho is helping him to kind of break it down with individual. And we got to point out, we had a sighting of our dear friend, Ryan Smiley Katz.
Yes.
Former AfterBuzz Monday Night Raw host, now associate producer at NXT, was one of the guys at that table helping them create their gimmicks. What up, Smiley?
Act like you knew him, guys.
Hi.
Yeah.
Well,
I knew him.
Yeah, you were actually here for him. I was not here.
I wasn't here for him. I just knew him from before.
Del Rodriguez said I was right.
I thought he was wrong.
Right. No, that was right.
Okay, yeah.
Josh Matthews was there forever.
Yeah. You're welcome. I just took your gimmick.
No, I mean you answered it faster than you. That doesn't mean I wasn't gonna know it. it stumped George not answer faster than George.
Wow, someone's in denial. All of a sudden that rode the 400.
Back to world of 100. denial, not just a river in Egypt.
They're back at the barracks after they had their little meeting with Jericho. And all three judges show up to let the competitors know they are not having a match against each other, but they're having matches against superstars and divas. The girls are facing WWE diva Alicia Fox.
Bad idea.
And the guys are facing freaking Cesaro.
When I heard it was Alicia Fox, I was like, bad idea.
Why is that?
Really? She was my guess. I figured that's who it was going
to
be.
Who would you prefer them to have faced?
Natalya.
That would also work.
That would be cool. She might
have
be down.
No reason to promote Natty right now.
Well, that's what it needs to be. You need to promote them. Here's why I thought they were going to be where SmackDown is tonight, which I believe is Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, somewhere northeast.
Somewhere very northeast. Because you don't have Miz. You don't have Paige. Now you don't have Alicia Fox. Now you don't have Cesaro for SmackDown tonight, wherever SmackDown is. I think it would have been a better move. And then these guys would have had this match in front of that crowd. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do that.
Well, here's the other thing. They tweeted this out like the day after Tough Enough last week.
Yeah.
It would have been much better if they kept it hidden and we just found out on the show.
Yes.
Because I've been like, oh, crap. They're actually like wrestling like actual superstars and divas.
But they wanted you to watch the show.
But the world of social media, of course, is all going to come out and everything.
They wanted you to watch the show so you can vote in the 5-minute window you have to vote. Because that's how they can sell ads because you need to be watching live.
Yeah. So let's break down these matches.
Yeah.
First match, Alicia Fox versus Amanda, known as Mandy Rose. Now,
bad start.
Now, we're going to... Well, hold on. Let's preface this. We weren't expecting anyone to be perfect. They've only been doing this for 10 weeks. We knew it was going to be very basic, and we knew there'd be mistakes. That being said, what the hell was Amanda doing? So she comes out... So Mandy Rose, as her gimmick, fine. She can go by that name. That name's fine. She comes out wearing this, green ensemble.
What happened to the patent leather?
Well, I heard patent leather. That would have been cool. I actually liked the outfit once she took the thing off.
I agree. I thought she looked the part.
She physically looks like a diva.
And that's half the
part.
You were absolutely right.
Her entrance was off.
And she's her quote-unquote character, how she talks about she plays a character on this show, was not the character that she was with this. She was smiling. She was Sara Lee. She was smiling and waving to the damn crowd the entire time.
What about her promo?
Her promo sucked.
Oh, God.
One
guy in the audience threw her.
And
she should have been a heel. She should have played heel from go. from like that's been her character this whole show. She should have flat out said, a lot of you guys don't like me, and I don't care. Mm-hmm. Here's why I'm going to win. I am better than Sarah Lee. I might be better than Paige. I'm definitely better than Alicia Fox, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. Drop the microphone.
Well, and this,
she didn't say anything.
And this was the part that I didn't really get, because they're supposed to be cutting a promo, which means you're supposed to be cutting a promo on your opponent.
Yeah.
Opponent.
Well, I mean, but opponent. Is that what they said, though?
They said you're cutting the promo.
Yeah. Okay.
But all of them, not just Amanda, but pretty much all four of them, were generally just pleas for people to vote.
Uh-huh. They were making a speech, not a promo.
None of them, to me, seemed like promos. Now, get into the match.
It was exciting to see them finally.
It was definitely exciting, and you can tell they felt the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them did a little better than others. Some, like certain moves, they did all right. Some not so much. Like Amanda, for example, her bulldog.
Yeah.
That looked good.
It's impressive.
The problem is she no-sold everything. Yeah. The second she got hit, she popped right back up. She took a side slam, kicked out, popped right back up on her feet. Alicia hit a really nasty clothesline on her where she stayed down for a minute, and then Alicia went for an elbow, Amanda rolled out of the way, and then immediately hopped right back on her feet.
Because the selling that were, and what we learned with the Chelsea weeks, where I wasn't taught to sell. Like, this was never a fundamental of Amanda's training.
Mm-hmm.
Of how to sell that. Even in the times where she got knocked down, and she actually sold it when she got knocked down, she would drop that and then just pop right back up. She doesn't understand that selling's the whole time.
Right. And then also when she hit her bulldog, when she went for the cover, she hooked the wrong leg.
That happened.
I mean, those are obviously little things, but I mean, to me, obviously, again, she's only been doing it 10 weeks. I wasn't expecting magic.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting a 5-star match.
Her sunset flip. I will give her props on
sunset
that.
Sunset flip looked good. And Steve, you timed the match. What was the time of that match?
2 minutes 39 seconds and 90.91. So 2 minutes 40.
Okay. I didn't know you had it that exact.
Sorry.
But to me, Amanda seemed completely lost the entire time.
Mm.
And please agree, disagree. George has been quiet during this.
Like 50-50. Honestly, I thought she looked good. I thought she looked the part. So
she certainly has the look. No doubt about that.
I thought she did a little too much overselling in like the first 10 seconds.
She did no selling.
In the beginning, she like did something and she literally like, oh. Like, and now, like I said, and after that, obviously it was like, well, stop selling so much. But I think she stopped selling at all. You watch it back. Like, the first 10 seconds, she has this, like, thing. She, like, covers her face. She's like, oh, my God, it's, like, the worst thing in the world. Like,
she got a fairly stiff shot to start the match.
Good. Yeah. Wake up. Welcome.
That was good. Like, that exchange was great. And they're telling a decent story, but at the same time, but is Alicia Fox Is Alicia Fox the heel? How is Alicia Fox the heel when people don't actually like Mandy?
Honestly, I think, I'm just guessing here, I think they were all maybe supposed to be faces. I don't know. That just maybe
that would make
something
sense.
I picked up. Yeah.
Well, I was impressed by some of Amanda's moves.
Well, let's get into Sarah's match. So Alicia versus Sarah Lee. Steve, what was the time on that one?
Alicia Sarah Lee was 2 minutes 27 seconds. Point 15.
Well, why?
Why not?
So Sarah's going under the name Hope.
Sarah Hope.
No, just Hope.
Wait, I thought the Titan Trent said Sarah Hope.
It says Sarah,
it has everybody's name, and then under it is her ring name.
Okay, so she's just going as Hope? I don't like that. Sarah Hope works. I like Sarah Hope. Or Sarah Lee Hope.
I liked the name Hope. Honestly.
But her name's Sarah already. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being... People should... I don't know. She should be Sarah Lee Hope.
So, she comes out in kind of your... Kind of like farmer girl outfit.
Terrible.
All I can think of when I saw Sarah, I'm thinking, you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
I was actually thinking former Tough Enough winner Nydia.
Yes.
The entire time.
Same.
Well, listen, it's okay to wear flannel and denim and the whole thing, but it wasn't fitted well. It wasn't sexy in any way, shape, or form.
I was waiting for Christy to say this. I hated it would be weird and sexist for me, too.
The way she walked out, she just kind of walked out as plain Jane. Like,
very feeble.
Dude, you gotta, you know, do something with your arms. Do something. She just literally just, the way she just walks, like, oh, hey, I'm Sara Lee. I'm Hope.
You know, and this whole time, this has been my thing with her. People like her because she's non-threatening. She's not good at anything. She's not going to come back at Amanda for saying the wrong thing to her. Like, people just like her because it's easy and it's okay and you know she's not going to do anything to really upset you. She's not going to do anything to make you happy either.
And
she's not going to give a pleasing performance.
Well,
it's terrible.
Well, her promo, out of the four...
Oh.
I think she did the best promo out of all four finalists.
Absolutely.
Now she had a
scripted line at the end that they gave her that she delivered pretty poorly. That was the shining moment.
Her big thing, I didn't even care about that line. That last line wasn't what got me. I felt her delivery, it was rushed because she was definitely nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But the content of what she said from the beginning of the promo to the end, to me, was the most convincing and made me... If I were to pick one that I was intrigued by as far as, like, the little story behind from the promos,
yeah,
it would have been hers out of the final four. And the match, again, very basic stuff. She took a suplex, and she did a great job selling the suplex. She definitely messed up a bunch of stuff, the drop toe holds. She did this weird, like, knee in the corner, which looked a little weird.
The knee messy in the corner looked okay. It was the kicks that were weird.
Yeah, she was hitting her with, like, her shin, like, just below her knee.
And, well, I think part of it was she was aware of where Alicia Fox's face and extremities were and was trying not to hit those.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're not a sure-footed kicker to begin with, that's probably a very difficult thing to do.
Right.
So she was a little in over her head on that whole sequence.
Yeah.
I think the knee helped it, but the knee wasn't clear that it's like, oh no, she's choking her out with her knee.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Sara Lee seem the most scared in the ring to you guys?
I think she looked the least confident.
Yeah.
I thought ZZ looked the least confident.
No, I thought ZZ was, we'll get there, but I thought ZZ was incredibly confident. That's been my thing about ZZ this whole time. I thought he was overconfident. Like, whatever part of your brain exists to, like, have you fear things for whatever? Like, ZZ just does not have that.
First of all, I was just overly jubilant that they did not have any of the tough enough contestants win their matches.
Yes.
I would have been very afraid if ZZ pinned Cesaro.
They all got their finisher kicked out of as well.
Pretty much, yeah. They all got their finishers countered and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I did find this one. We'll just touch on it real quick. I found it funny. They were about to, like, announce the winner of the women, and they're like, oh, no, we're going to find out at the end of the show.
Oh, I love that.
Because
they committed to it. They threw up the graphic, and I was like, wait, no, this isn't how this should happen.
Too soon.
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was great how it happened. I also think it's great, and they went through, it's not the trolling thing I do, but I don't watch it live because it's 5 o'clock here, and I'm doing things at 5 o'clock, so I watch it at 10. So I scheduled a tweet to happen at around 5:57, where I voted for Sara Lee and ZZ, and we'll get into why I voted for ZZ in a second. But it happened at 5:57, so I went, oh wait, my vote for Sara Lee is not going to count. And I think that was partly to throw off people like me. All dozens of us.
Because you've been telling everybody to do that.
There are dozens of us.
Yes.
A lot of tweets for the show tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time.
I think it was the first time, Steve mentioned this when we were watching it. It was the first time that we remembered it saying, now trending, tough enough.
Mm-hmm.
We don't remember that popping up, maybe in the premiere.
Mm-hmm. Possibly in the premiere, but it's the finale, that would be the time it happens.
Yeah.
That everyone, and you got Cesaro and Alicia Fox wrestling two matches each.
Yep. Let's get into the men's side. ZZ versus Cesaro. ZZ is known as the King of the Bayou, and he comes out with the most obscurely large and uncomfortable crocodile head / skin as a cape. He can't get into the ring with the thing.
That was literally and they've done a lot of this to him this season, but that was the easiest example of them trying to sabotage him I've ever seen.
Oh, you're totally right.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't be trying to sabotage ZZ. I'm saying that this was the most clear. They were like, no, just put that on.
It'll be great.
Put on that thing that you can't get into the ring, and then you'll put it on the top rope, and then you'll reference it during your promo, but a stagehand will have already taken it away. Yeah. I need to find a gif of that. That's so funny.
And again, lovable ZZ, full of charisma, which has been what has kept him in this show this entire season.
Yeah.
He walks out stone-faced, very slow. It takes forever to get in the ring. Byron Saxton, the ring announcer, has to say on the mic, get in here.
That is true.
It's a live show, remember. We got to go off the air at 5:59.
And he gets cut off in his promo by Cesaro's music. And Cesaro storms in the ring. I'm just like, oh my God, Cesaro's going to kill him. I was ready for it. And then that first uppercut that Cesaro gave him.
Real quick, though, they show like a before and after.
Oh, God, the before
he looked
after.
Identical.
He looked the same.
And that's another thing. And who just said that in the chat?
I know Tanner sent a tweet not too long ago, a few days ago, of it has Josh. It has ZZ walking to Burger King.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, that's kind of wrong. But, I mean, you got to put it out there, you know?
Also, an interview you can watch on this very channel. Our very own Brandon got to interview ZZ.
Who's Brandon?
Brandon Taylor.
Kayfabe.
No, Brandon. That's who's actually on the interview, guys.
I don't know who that is.
Kayfabe.
A guy, Brandon, who interviews for us sometimes, not to be affiliated with the Hobo at all, he interviewed ZZ at NXT Brooklyn this weekend, and ZZ said, yeah, I went to the Subway. I walked up and down the Subway steps, and I got my cardio in that way. Watch the video. He said that. It was also a 9-minute video.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It's a big city. I've never been to New York City before. He's 19. He's born in the 4th of July.
First off, that's a terrible ZZ impression.
I thought he was doing an impression of a hobo, of Brandon.
No. Brandon and hobo are two different people.
Okay. So, Cesaro deadlift freaking ZZ, which just anytime he does that to anyone looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the big uppercut he gave ZZ. What was the time of ZZ's match? It was easily the shortest match.
1 minute 51 seconds.
Oh.
1 minute 51 seconds. We had the Tilt-A-Whirl Slam. We had the uppercuts. He even gave him 4 swings. ZZ made a comeback, hit his flap. The flapjack looked good.
Yeah.
And to ZZ's credit, I love how after he hit it, he went to the crowd, get him in like, hey, I'm going for my finisher. That was fantastic. That is engaging the crowd. That is exactly what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cesaro counters it and just wrenches him back with the crossface.
Yeah.
And he taps immediately.
I will honestly say, ZZ looked 300% better than I ever thought he would in this match.
He had some great showmanship.
Like, but he had, and I've been saying this, he has the confidence. How he has the confidence, I don't actually know. But he has the confidence to straight up walk out there, grab a microphone, have everyone behind him. Of what the insider term I can't say at WWE, but I can say here on AfterBuzz still, which is over. He was the most over in that room. Like, people were the most behind him. He should just work on his cardio.
Someone should tell him that.
Well, no, but they say cardio a lot, but I don't think he gets it, or I don't think he cares. When they mean, and Paige said this on a Tough Talk once, which is, you can look however you want to look. You have to go. Look at Bill Dempsey. Look at Bill DeMott. Look at
Vader.
Dusty Rhodes. Vader. Those guys look however they want to look because they eat whatever they want to eat, but their cardio's fine. Vader could go a half hour.
Vader was doing moonsaults.
Yeah, like
at 400 freaking pounds.
I don't think that got pressed onto him hard enough. I don't think he cared.
I think as far as ZZ goes, I don't think we ever have to worry about him becoming a professional wrestler again.
Oh, no.
And I think that's...
What about a sports entertainer?
Maybe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's partly... This is the best thing... If they wanted to make money with ZZ, this is the best outcome. Because if he really wants it, he'll go and train.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go and train and he'll come back. Because he has the people behind him. And if he can train to a level where they would want to see him, he'd be great.
He'll never step foot in a wrestling ring. Yeah,
I know. He
just won't bother.
He'll get his own reality show on CMT. I'm calling it right now.
Well, CMT is actually trying to get away from that kind of stuff.
Then,
but Andy, whatever network goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one you would think.
Whatever network that Duck Dynasty is on.
Annie or History or any of those networks that aren't what they say they are.
Well, let's get into the final match. Cesaro versus Josh. Josh, a.k.a. the Yeti.
The Yeti.
Big shock that he went with that name.
The Yeti.
What was the time of this match?
2:31.
Okay. Miz insulted Josh's look. I wish the trunks were longer, but I liked the entrance.
I like the Jon Snow look. I like the entrance. I don't think they were trunks. They were just...
those were straight up undies.
Those were straight up underwear.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, I think they gave him trunks and he didn't like them.
What'd you guys think of his promo?
The promo... He was a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
His voice was... Who was that guy?
I enjoyed that.
It wasn't the British brawler from earlier in the season. It was, like, all of a sudden... I wrote on my lips, on my notes, and I'm ashamed to even say it. I wrote in here that he sounded thuggish.
No, but that was...
A little urban.
A little urban. A little ghetto fabulous. Yeah.
I like that.
I called him out on it on Tough Talk, so
that's
okay.
And I think, I also think that, because also an interview you can watch here on AfterBuzz TV, he mentioned that he raps.
Josh does?
Josh raps.
Yes, he was talking with Kathy, at NXT Brooklyn, about it.
And he'll be speaking with you tomorrow.
I believe I'm waiting for the exact schedule, but I should be speaking with all four of these people tomorrow.
Awesome. You're going to have to ask Josh to rap. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tweet him now and have him prepare one for
my only beef with the Josh promo. It's actually two beefs. One, it seemed a little rushed. Two, is the fact that he got everybody out of the seat. You know, everybody get up, and everybody was getting up, and he did nothing with it.
Yeah.
It's like everybody, if it was me, I was waiting for like everybody to get out of the seat, you know, on three, you know, the Yeti call, 1, 2, 3, but I was, like, he didn't even do anything.
That would have been cool if you tried to have them all do the Yeti call with him. Yes.
I mean, same way Titus O'Neil does a, and then everybody does it.
How was that?
Arrow! It sounds like you're saying that's arrow.
No.
I feel like my ZZ was better than that.
Your ZZ was a lot better than that. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Nice. I always bring it back to that whenever somebody, you know, says I can't do an impression.
He's on a roll today. He was singing the Brie Mode song on the Total Divas show.
He is amped for this finale,
y'all.
You should watch. Yeah. I didn't get dressed up for nothing.
Yeah. Hashtag still creepy George.
But anybody can do a Yeti call. I'm calling you guys out.
I can't do that.
Was like gargling water.
Okay, first off, that was the Jetsons car. Okay? So
I can't do it.
It sounded Yeti-ish to me.
What about you, Steve? Give me a Yeti.
Mine would sound like that, so I'm not even going to try.
I don't want to hear it.
See, no. Can't even. That's the vocal cord.
That was a Yeti croaking.
That's the vocal cord it would come from if I could do it. I cannot do it.
So this match, Josh, I love the beginning. He delivered a European uppercut to Cesaro.
Yes.
Which I thought was funny. Now, Cesaro, again, swung him 4 times. Josh hit his finisher on it, which looked good.
Mm.
It looked like he forgot to go for it, and it looks like they kind of repeated the spot.
I noticed that too.
But Josh should have like ran into the other turnbuckle, did the Yeti call, and ran all the way across the ring. He only ran about halfway for the splash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then his power slam looked good.
Yeah.
And he took Cesaro's finisher very well.
Like a champ.
Like a champ indeed, Christy.
Let me just say this, that Cesaro is freaking good.
Yes.
Is he? I had no idea.
I mean, we all know just the level of how great he is, but man, like, he is good. Like, there's a reason why they got Cesaro for that role.
Because he can make
anybody look good.
He could wrestle a broom. Actually, next pay-per-view, can he wrestle a broom?
Well, he practically did when he faced CZ.
He could put that
broom. That was a heavy broom.
Yeah. He could put that broom over.
Like a vacuum.
I think we could build up an entire match for Night of Champions. Cesaro versus a broom for the Janitor World Heavyweight Championship.
Done.
Of part of Stamford, Connecticut. I'm running out of stuff.
All right, so all the matches are done. We then get ready to find out our winners. First off come the women. With 64% of the vote, Sara Lee is our Tough Enough champion.
Woo!
And Amanda is pissed.
Yes, she is.
Oh my God, there was no like hug or handshake or even her just clapping. Nothing. Holy crap, I loved it.
Yes. Yes.
I think that was my favorite part of Amanda all season, was her upset that she lost. And then on the men's side, surprisingly, with 70% of the vote, Josh wins. And every coach, every judge, every producer in the back, they start celebrating like it's freaking New Year's Eve.
Do you remember at all last week's percentages?
Josh had more than ZZ last week.
But you remember like the numbers?
I don't.
Neither of them ended in zero.
No, my question was, I wonder how many people that voted for Tanner last week voted for ZZ. I really, really doubt there
Tanner
was
had
that
in
many.
The 20 and then the low 20s last like, week.
Yeah, so obviously out of the 100 people, let's say 1,000 people voted last week, how many people that voted for Tanner voted this week for ZZ? I want to say zero.
Mostly none of them. Probably, yeah. With those couple of numbers.
Like if you're not going to vote for Tanner instead of ZZ, you're not going to vote for ZZ instead of Josh.
That's fair.
My fear was that people were going to see last week that Josh beat ZZ in the votes, and all the ZZ voting fans were going to come back with a vengeance and be like, oh, we can't let that happen again.
I'm not accusing anyone of anything because I have no inside information. All I'm saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time any of these votes in 10 weeks have both ended in zero. Like, that's two. Like, that's
well,
clean.
It's only two people. The girls wasn't. The guys was. So if one guy has a zero, the other one has to have a zero.
I know, but what? I'm just saying. I'm saying
lost math.
All I'm saying is there have been a lot of accusations thrown in the last 3 or 4 weeks about vote fixing on behalf of either WWE or USA. Once again, I'm not saying
because this one happened to be an even 70%, that sounds odd to you?
Against the one from Go, they've wanted to not win. That said, WWE has a very proven track record of having live votes be legit. So I don't think that's the case. Also, we had Tanner from last week. I'm just playing devil's advocate, but that's a thing. Because there have been many articles in the past 3 weeks that have been saying this entire show has been designed for Sara Lee.
You must love conspiracy theories.
Why would anyone do that? The WWE obviously wants no part of her. Why would they do that?
By who?
Of Sara Lee. Why would they do that? What would be their motivation in that?
No, because they were able to craft her story for 10 weeks. And she to be exactly where she is right now.
Yeah.
Oh. And to move her forward. Or because otherwise they'd want Chelsea, wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think if they wanted them, they would have had them, which is why I think the votes are legit.
I think the voting is legit.
I also think the voting's legit. I just think it's worth mentioning. It's a part of the overall story.
That others are questioning it.
It's part of the overall story that we have to tell.
Well, okay. There is another story that we do have to tell.
I'm excited.
The show, now, Tough Enough is all wrapped up. However, last week, for those of you that tuned in, and a lot of you do, which you're awesome for that, by the way. Thank you for tuning in all season on iTunes and YouTube, AfterBuzz TV, SoundCloud,
all
that
stuff.
Are we
done talking about the show?
Huh?
Are we done talking about the show?
As far as this, as far as the other show?
The Tough Enough, our show, the show that we do.
Yeah, so...
Okay, I don't know, I'm just curious. I had one more thing to say, but it's okay.
Oh, well, fine. Go real quick, and then we got a video of the show.
Okay, so real quick, I'm thankful that Josh won. The fact that I think that out of everybody, he's been the most improved. Because if you remember, and that's why I think I like Amanda too. Because if you remember Amanda, week one, week two, she was such an afterthought.
Yep.
Now the fact that not just final two, but now she's saying certain things and doing certain things that it's like, wow, maybe she is kind of a B word. But hey, sometimes that's how people get remembered.
I actually picked her to win the first.
And
week.
The fact that Josh, I mean, obviously we've seen Josh as far as body wise and just everything in general. It's like now he's
hopefully he becomes a big player on the main roster. So,
and if anybody missed Tough Talk, this was the week to try to find some way to watch it. Get your friend's username, whatever you need to do. Triple H was all over it. He told a great story about Sarah Lee.
Triple H is still there.
They asked everyone's opinion. Do they think that the results were correct? And it was very juicy. So make sure you check that out.
I will. I will also point out, as I've been saying, some of you saw on Twitter that I did vote for ZZ, and here's why. Tough Enough, as it exists right now, or as it existed when we voted, I feel like it would be a shame for Josh to win, but for Mata, Patrick, Daria, Chelsea, all of these people to not make it to the Final Four, and then Josh to win. I wanted them to go full ZZ.
Hashtag conspiracy theorist Steve.
Yeah.
That's not a okay.
It's a little longer than hashtag creepy George.
Yeah. You're lucky that, yeah, mine is short.
So last week, well, now it was about a week and a half or so ago, Christy had an idea.
Happens every once in a while.
And she was just like, hey, I want to see if we can actually try to do some wrestling training. But it's probably a really dumb idea. We shouldn't even look at it.
Not my favorite. I didn't even want to say it. But I didn't want to say it. I'm afraid to ask you guys.
You guys
really
are going
to
shoot this down. And but I'm going to say
it. I get big ideas. They shoot them down all the time.
And then I simply replied of, let me make a call. So I reached out to the hobo.
First of all, I was like, dude, that's a great idea, by the way.
We're all on board for that.
So I reached out to the hobo and be like, hey, the Tough Enough hosts, the three of you guys, never really had any type of wrestling experience. Want to experience, try to go in a ring, see how it is. And Hobo's like, yes, let's do it. Yeah, at the Championship Wrestling from Hollywood Wrestle Center. And we filmed it. And shout out to James, our awesome engineer here, and
Colin Contrary.
Our friend Colin Contrary. They both filmed it. We edited it together. And I present to you all now, we're going to mute the microphone so you can all just, you know, enjoy this. If you're just listening on iTunes, you're going to have to go to the YouTube page to watch this as well, but you'll hear it for yourselves right now. Let us present to you Tough Enough AfterBuzz Edition. What's up, everybody? Christian Rosenberg here, and I'm here with fellow AfterBuzz TV host, wrestling superstar, The Hobo, and we are here at the Championship Wrestling from Hollywood Wrestle Center, where, Hobo, you're one of the trainers here.
I am.
You are. You got a lot of aspiring students and some of the best trainers in the world here. You, Rocky Romero,
yep.
Nigel McGuinness, amongst many others.
Quality trainers.
I got to tell you something. I had some people give me a call, and they were just like, I'm hungry. I want to learn. I have what it takes to be tough enough to make it in professional wrestling. I thought, who better to train them than my buddy the Hobo?
Fantastic.
So there are three of them. You can almost set up like an entire stable with these guys.
I think I'm going to be really good at that.
All right, now I want to know about you guys. Rosie says you guys are here to train and that you're hungry. What's your name?
My name is George.
That's right, I recognize you. What's your athletic background?
In 2002, I came in second place in a Madden tournament.
Have you moved at all, or are you simply like a potato person?
Well, I moved my thumbs and the occasional pinky for the right joystick.
Seven roses. What? Nothing. Uncomfortable. I am a professional athlete. That smell is musk. You.
I like your musk.
That's weird. Christy, right?
Yes.
What's your athletic background?
I can work it out hardcore on the treadmill.
You want to punch me, though? Is that what I'm to take from that?
I want to ball like a Bella.
You should probably edit that out.
I want to learn how to do a 450 splash. It's the one where you go on the top rope and you do a frontward flip into the splash onto your opponent.
I think you can do it.
I think I can do it, too. I know I can do it.
Moving on! Steve Kaufman.
I did Little League when I was probably 8 to 12. Then I was the umpire after that.
You argue with the umpire enough that they're just like, screw it, you can have my job.
What are you excited about learning today?
And
don't say 450!
So not a moonsault either? Body slam.
All right. Look, that's doable. So we've got two people who want to do something that's actually realistic and him. All right, now let's get in the ring. Wet your feet.
You
stole
my move.
Got it.
That's a great way to start right there. Have any of you done tumbling or anything like that?
Yes.
He's not talking about the social media network. He's not talking about Tumblr.
explain again. This position, sort of bend the knees a little bit. You're going to do it after me, but you can watch me do it right first. Okay. You all are in a stunned silence. I'm fairly terrified myself. For your first time out, you kind of landed on your head. Don't know if you felt that. Peter Man.
The beginning looked good to me.
All right, one more time. All right, one more time. Or hey.
This is the first step to a 450, George.
Pretty much. You do this and a half, and you're there. Hold on. Wait. Are you picking this up with the camera? Scratch down again. Are you wearing long johns? Is this all one thing?
Oh, now he's just trying to show off.
Square, when it rolls, makes loud chunking noises like that. A circle makes no noise. You must be a ball. All y'all, right now. Grab this bottom rope like this. It's a front roll in reverse.
Okay.
So don't look so impressed.
One's easy. No, you didn't like that one?
Just evolving at this point. Back to the line.
You'll want to like try to keep doing this. Like you feel genuinely excited about all this.
Absolutely. I'm trying to be tough enough
Plus, I feel like I'm doing it a lot better than the other two, so that's kind of a motivating factor as well.
George is exerting like 85% effort, and I'm giving 120 out there. And my math skills are good.
I feel okay right now.
You do?
Those might be famous last words.
Okay.
You haven't even started bumps yet.
It will hurt. There's no way it's not going to hurt. Stop me from injuring yourself. You've now fallen, so now to the right. Actually, that was pretty good.
This was about earning the credibility to talk about the tough enough people and what they do. Oh, shit.
You know I've been in the ring a little bit myself.
And you're not tough enough.
He doesn't think any of you are tough enough.
The one I saw with the most potential, of the three of you, Steve is tough enough. Yay! These people, they gave themselves to this, and you didn't. You got no balls.
I have no balls?
Toughen up, Christian!
Oh, crap! Oh, that never gets easy. Are you happy now?
He's lighter than I thought. I think it's because he's full of hot air. Good job, everybody.
Guys!
That's the perfect way to end. Just on you saying, guys.
That's it. That was it, everybody.
First off, let me just say this.
Wow.
Because I have a bone to pick.
What do you have a bone to pick
How
with?
How was I not the tough enough, man? I mean,
I'll tell you what, the editing on that video made you look like a star.
There's a reason why that there's not much of me on that video, because I did everything good. Nobody wants to see the good. Everyone wants to see the bad. And number two, what do you mean 85%?
Effort exerted, 85.
By the way, I wanted to point out...
Think what you could have done if you exerted 100%.
You're lucky I didn't even know what exerted means.
I wanted to point out, Steve did help out of this, but that was the first time that myself, Christy, and George have seen that. So... thank you, Steve. Thank you, James. And thank
James
you, Colin.
James was the primary editor. Thank
for
you, Colin,
taking
for
the time
here.
To film. And of course, thank you, Hobo, for taking the time to train. And of course, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood Wrestle Center. Look them up if you want to train, if you're out here in the Hollywood area. That was so much fun. And by the way, that was 10 minutes. They were there for about 3 hours. They had a legit wrestling class.
We were not joking around, people.
No.
And they edited out a lot of my trolling on you guys.
So
I didn't
much
notice.
Trolling.
I get a lot of trolling.
We got that one eye roll and we just put it in a bunch.
I noticed that. Like, that's going to be a gift now.
Yes.
Of just me rolling my eyes over and over
Remind
and over.
Remind me tomorrow. I'll make it.
Done. So that's going to do it for our Tough Enough season, everybody. Thank you all so much.
Long farewell.
Until the next season.
Until the next season. We've had a blast doing this show. We've had a blast talking with you guys about it. Make sure, again, give me a hashtag ABTV ask. You name the competitor that you want a question for, because I'm talking to all of them tomorrow. So, in the meantime, however, Steve, how can people reach out to you?
People can reach out to me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. I'm going to make a commitment to you right now.
Uh-oh.
You need to hold me to close to a year from now. I made a commitment personally to this panel, just not on the air, that if Tough Enough is returns for, I think it would be the 7th season, I would audition and try to get on the show. We learned today, Tough Enough will be back. That means, especially after watching this video and knowing I have a lot of ways to go, I think I could be tough enough. I think everyone needs to hold me to that.
Do you think or do you know?
I think I know. I think I know that I can be tough enough. Hashtag Steve is tough enough. Hold me to this when auditions happen. That I said this and I felt this way. So yeah.
All right,
Steve Kaufman,
that was a long way to plug your Twitter. George!
Brian Pacheco. Yes, it was a popularity contest, apparently, because I should have won that Tough Enough training. But you can follow me at George, or G, I don't even know my Twitter handle. You can follow me at G Hermosa, G-H-E-R-M-O-Z-A, as the road to 400 followers begins. You can always try to stump me. You know, I'm pretty knowledgeable about certain things.
I beat you today.
Even the other day. No, and timing. Even the other day, and you can even go back and watch it, the SummerSlam panel. I answered a question before Steve even finished the question.
Yes. Hashtag Stump George. We need to get on this more.
Christy.
Well, this has been my favorite show to do ever. You guys are the best panel. This has been so much fun. I want to keep talking to people about WWE, about Total Divas, all of our favorite stuff. Tweet me at Christy Reports. Please follow me on Instagram at Christy Reports also. And check out ChristyReports.com.
All right. And you could follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram at The Will Rosenberg. And buy one of these pretty shirts. I got a couple designs on ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. And again, any questions for any of the final four participants tonight, send me the questions with hashtag ABTVAsk, whatever their name was. So I'm going to talk with all of them tomorrow. Make sure you tune in for that. Thank you all so much for this season. For Steve Kaufman, George Hermosa, Christy Olsen, I am Christian Rosenberg, and we will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.